From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The Supreme Court recently ruled that companies do not have to pay for employees' birth control coverage if that contradicts the owner's religious beliefs. But as Healthy News Florida's Carol Gentry tells us, the so-called Hobby Lobby case was small potatoes compared to one that's pending.
Any day now, the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. will issue a ruling that could strangle the Affordable Care Act. The case is called Helbig versus Burwell. If the Obama administration loses the case, there would no longer be subsidies to buy health insurance in 34 states, including Florida. Researchers calculate nearly a million people in Florida would lose their subsidies, a total of $4.8 billion a year. Experts say that would force most of them to give up their health insurance. The case turns on how strictly the appeals court reads the law. The people who brought the case say subsidies should only be available through state-run health insurance exchanges. Most states rely on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Legal experts say a ruling against the administration is considered a long shot. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in Tampa.
The nation's number two cigarette maker vows to fight a Florida jury verdict of nearly $24 billion in punitive damages in a lawsuit filed by the widow of a smoker who died of lung cancer. R.J. Reynolds tobacco executives say the damages awarded Friday to widow Cynthia Robinson by a Pensacola jury are, quote, grossly excessive, and that the company will appeal. But Robinson's attorney says the award sends a powerful message to tobacco companies that they can't continue to lie to the public about deadly chemicals in cigarettes. The case is one of thousands filed in Florida after the state Supreme Court in 2006 threw out a $145 billion class action verdict. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.